Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's Thursday, and I'm so glad you've joined me today to spend some time in the Word of God. We are in the midst of a marvelous series, a series that is really impacting our lives as we learn about the key principle, the key truth in the kingdom of God that humility is. Derek called this series The Way Up is Down. And that is absolutely true. It sounds almost like a Sunday school lesson, but it is absolutely true because it's based in the Word of God. There are invisible truths and invisible principles in the kingdom of God and visible laws that we have to learn how to operate according to. And one of the greatest laws is the principle of humility, that God opposes the proud, that God does not exalt or want to deal with or even welcome into his presence the proud, but instead, God exalts the humble. God exalts them in due season. God takes note of them. The eyes of the Lord even roam to and fro throughout the earth to look for the humble who are fully committed to him. That's what we're learning about. We've had an example given to us in the story of Jesus from Philippians chapter 2 in verse 5, that Jesus emptied himself and did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. We've had a negative example in Satan being cast down from heaven because of his pride. And we're learning about the character that God wants to exalt. Now, today, Derek is going to talk about how faith is a key to humility, because the issue here is not just for us to describe humility. The issue is for us to learn how to have humility. If you've missed any of these teachings, be sure and log on to our website at derekprince.org so you can not only hear them again and again, but learn how to partner with us in this great ministry. Well, let's get to it. This is going to be an important teaching. Grab your Bible, grab your notebook. Let's take notes. Let's really soak in this as Derek teaches us about faith, a key to humility.
The principle is summed up in John chapter 3, verse 30, in a simple sentence by John the Baptist, a man who learnt and applied this principle. John 3, verse 30, speaking about his relationship with Jesus as the Messiah for whom he had come to prepare the way. He says, he must become greater, I must become less. That's progress. It's always becoming less, that Jesus may become greater. I was impressed by a sentence that I read once from Moody, the evangelist, Dwight L. Moody. He said, as a young man in the service of the Lord, I used to imagine that God had his gifts stored on shelves, and that the best gifts were on the top shelves and I would have to reach up for them. But he said, later on I came to realize that the best gifts are on the lowest shelves and I had to stoop down for them. That's a very beautiful way of expressing it. Finally, in my message, I want to take this principle of humbling ourselves one step further, and I want to show you that we have to apply the principle not only in our relationship to God, but also in our relationship to other people. See, for a long while in various sections of the church, we had all the right words toward God, but we failed to see that it didn't work with God if it didn't work with people. That the test of what we are in our relationship to God is how we relate to other people. And this applies to humility as much as any other aspect of Christian life. Just give you two scriptures about that from the New Testament. Go back to Philippians 2 for a moment and just read the third verse, which leads on to the passage we looked at together. Philippians 2 verse 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. That's how we relate to other people. And in Ephesians 5, verse 21, a short verse. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, or fear either word is legitimate. So the proof of our reverence for Christ is what? That we submit to one another. If we will say we are submitted to God, we will not submit to other people. We're deceiving ourselves. Because the proof of our submission to God is our attitude and relationship to other people. I want to give you two beautiful examples, each from the book of Genesis. The first is in Genesis 13, and we'll begin at verse 5. This speaks about the relationship between Abraham and Lot, his nephew. Abraham's name had not yet been changed at this time, so he's still referred to as Abraham. Beginning at verse 5. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abraham, also had flocks and herds and tents. But the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. There was no pasture that could provide food for all their flocks and herds. And there weren't enough water supplies in any one area to meet the needs of all their livestock. And quarreling arose between Abraham's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot. The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land at that time. Why do you think that's put in? It's really not part of the narrative, is it? What's the point of saying the Canaanites and Perizzites were also in the land? What does it mean? It means it's very dangerous for God's people to quarrel when the enemy's just around the corner. And if it was ever true, it's true today. We cannot afford the luxury of quarreling. Because believe me, the Canaanites and the Perizzites and a lot of other ites are just around the corner. And they will exploit any division or disharmony amongst the people of God. So Abraham said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Now bear in mind, Lot was Abraham's nephew. He was junior. Also, Abraham was the man whom God had called. Lot had simply followed along with Abraham without any real calling. Abraham was the man whom God had chosen to be the father of his special nation, to bring forth the people that would bring forth the Messiah. He was God's elect. What humility to say to his nephew, "You have first choice. Whichever way you go, I'll go the other way." Do you think he was taking a risk? Do you think he could have lost his inheritance? Suppose Lot had chosen the land that God had ordained for Abraham. What would have happened? See, that's the essence of humility, is you don't make those calculations. What will happen if I submit to so-and-so? If God requires you to submit to so-and-so, what happens is not your business. It's God's business. But only your submitting can release the grace of God into that situation.
I love the principle that true humility requires faith. We have to have faith that God will honor His word. If there were no God, then humility makes no sense. If there were no God, then we ought to just live in the same kind of domination of others that the pagan world lives in. But if there is a God and we have faith in Him, and we believe that He honors His word and honors the humble, then humbling ourselves is putting ourselves in His hand and trusting that He will do the right thing in due season. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Get ready to embark on a journey that can truly revolutionize your approach to life as Derek Prince navigates some long-held misconceptions about servanthood. In his classic video teaching, Being a Servant, Derek reveals that a servant's heart is not only the key to greatness, it is the key to experiencing true joy, real influence, and deep blessing. Even as the world asks, "What's in it for me?" this DVD's message explores the power behind the question, "How may I serve God?" It's a call to a revival of servanthood among the people of God and what it can mean to a hungry and hurting world. Discover real joy through the God-fueled power of servanthood. Order your copy of Derek's insightful DVD, Being a Servant, by calling us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This classic video teaching is just $9.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. or order your copy of Being a Servant when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being here, and thank you for opening your heart to the Word of God. We are learning about the principle of humility from almost every character in the Bible. Derek is really throwing the Word at us, and it's powerful and transforming stuff. We're just about to hear about how Abraham's decision of humility was a key to his life in God and him taking hold of his destiny. Let's listen.
So Abraham said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Now bear in mind, Lot was Abraham's nephew. He was junior. Also, Abraham was the man whom God had called. Lot had simply followed along with Abraham without any real calling. Abraham was the man whom God had chosen to be the father of his special nation, to bring forth the people that would bring forth the Messiah. He was God's elect. What's humility? To say to his nephew, "You have first choice. Whichever way you go, I'll go the other way." Do you think he was taking a risk? Do you think he could have lost his inheritance? Suppose Lot had chosen the land that God had ordained for Abraham. What would have happened? See, that's the essence of humility, is you don't make those calculations. What will happen if I submit to so-and-so? If God requires you to submit to so-and-so, what happens is not your business. It's God's business. But only your submitting can release the grace of God into that situation. It's always a risk. Doing anything God tells you is a risk. God's always telling us to do risky things. But it's a much greater risk not to do it. You're caught between two risks. I remember a lady said to me once about something she felt the Lord was speaking to her about. She said, "If only I knew absolutely for certain, I'd do it." When I said, if you knew absolutely for certain, there'd be no faith. You've got to take a risk. Shall I tell you a risk that most of you have taken? Getting married. Believe me, that's a risk. You might not be honest enough to say so, but it's a risk. It's also a commitment. You say, "Well, it's risky to commit myself to a man." It is, very. But it's much more risky to enter a marriage without being committed. In fact, I would say that's a sure way to problems. God has not arranged our lives so that we're risk-free. And frankly, for myself, I don't want to live risk-free. I appreciate a little excitement. Sometimes I think I get more than I want at that given moment. All right. What was the result? Abraham said, "You choose. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right." And vice versa. Verse 10, Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt toward Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company. Abraham lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. Now notice the next verse. The Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had parted from him, "Lift up your eyes from where you are, and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever." Do you see? When he humbled himself, when he left the decision to God, God said, "Now I can show you what I have for you." But until he made that decisive step, he could never see his inheritance. God has got it beautifully worked out. God says, "You humble yourself. I'll take care of the consequences. Don't try and work it out for me. Don't make up your mind in advance you'll humble yourself if." That's not humility. "God, I'll do what my pastor asks if I get my way." Sure you will. That's not what God wants. God wants you to say, "I'll do what my pastor asks period. It's a commitment. It's a risk. There is no other way. It really blesses me to see how Abraham trusted God with the result of his humbling himself. We have to do that. There's no other way. Jesus trusted God. He died. The Father raised him up. If the Father had never raised him up, he would have never come back from the tomb. He humbled himself. God exalted him. You humble yourself, God will exalt you. Don't try and exalt yourself. Don't work it out for God. That when you get your hands on it, God takes his all.
What a great truth we have just learned. That when we humble ourselves, we really are leaving the decision about the direction of our life in God's hands. We're saying, Lord, I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to do what you've told me to do. I'm not going to try to fashion my own destiny or craft my own way. I'm going to leave it in your hands. That's the ultimate faith. And perhaps that's why God has an opportunity to go to work when the humble stay humble before him. There's so much more to come, including some time in the studio with some special friends as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Get ready to embark on a journey that can truly revolutionize your approach to life as Derek Prince navigates some long-held misconceptions about servanthood. In his classic video teaching, Being a Servant, Derek reveals that a servant's heart is not only the key to greatness, it is the key to experiencing true joy, real influence, and deep blessing. Even as the world asks, "What's in it for me?" this DVD's message explores the power behind the question, "How may I serve God?" It's a call to a revival of servanthood among the people of God and what it can mean to a hungry and hurting world. Discover real joy through the God-fueled power of servanthood. Order your copy of Derek's insightful DVD, Being a Servant, by calling us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This classic video teaching is just $9.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy of Being a Servant when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, thankful that you're with me here on this Thursday. Joining me in the studio today are two of my dear friends and folks very vital to the function and success of this show. The executive producer, Christopher Selby, is here. Christopher's been with us many times before. He's also Derek Prince's grandson. Great to have you, Christopher.
Hey, Stephen.
And David, you haven't been on for a while. It's good to have you here. David Holland is one of the producers of the show and the smartest man I know. And glad that you're here, buddy.
Hey, great to be back. Thank you.
Christopher, I really am curious. You work there in the offices of DPM in Charlotte, and you're on top of what's happening. What kind of responses are we getting to this Derek Prince Legacy Radio? Are we just sending the signal out into the air and nothing's happening, or are there some good things taking place?
It's amazing, actually, the responses that we get back from folks all over the country and all over the world. And you know, it's always my pleasure to come here and share some of those stories and some of the feedback that we're getting. But just every single time I get an email in my inbox or a letter is put on my desk or someone, you know, reports to me a phone call that they took from someone who called into the ministry, it never ceases to amaze me the impact that we're having. You know, I'm a pretty optimistic guy. I have a lot of confidence in what the Lord has called us to do with this radio program, but I still get amazed at how the impact is reaching folks all across the country and all over the world.
Yeah, as I'm traveling around, I'm just bumping into people who are hearing the program. They appreciate it. I got a call from a friend in Houston the other day saying, "Hey, Davey, I was just driving down the road listening." It was our Salem station affiliate there in Houston. "Just driving down the road listening to Derek Prince Radio. Heard your voice. The radio program's great. Loving it. You sound great."
Wow.
Which, you know, he was just being nice. But everywhere I go, I'm talking to people who are being impacted by the program. It's having a profoundly positive impact wherever it goes. We just need to get it out farther. Obviously, you know, there are just lots of places in this country where, other than online, people can't hear the program.
Yeah.
And we really, really need to get the program to places where it's not currently being heard.
Let's talk to some of the folks about some of the places where the show is being heard. I'm very excited that it's in New York. As a guy who does a lot of media up there and works in the New York publishing world, the show's on in New York, and that's fairly recent, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just this year. Just earlier this year, we went on in New York. Another one of your stomping grounds, Washington D.C. The program is on. I know you spend a lot of time there in D.C. You're very active in politics and such. Houston, as David mentioned, is a great a lot of great response we're seeing from the folks in Houston, but we're in places like Kansas City and Pittsburgh and Albuquerque and, you know, coast to coast. You know, we're in a lot of different places, and it's pretty exciting to see the impact when we go on the air on a station in a certain area, and then just all these new folks that we've never encountered that we start to dialogue with and spend time with and really get great feedback from.
Of course, you know, only a small minority of the people who listen to the program regularly will connect and let us know that they're listening. But we'd love to hear from more. I think it would be a great time right now to just encourage people, if you're listening to the program, if you benefit from it, if you enjoy hearing it, if there's something we can do to serve them better minister to their needs, we'd love to hear from them. What's the best way for somebody to connect and give us a shout out?
The easiest way is, of course, online. You know, go to DerekPrince.org and right there on the homepage, you can click on Contact Us, and you can send us your feedback. You can share with us a testimony or a prayer request. You know, that's a great way to keep in touch is through the website.
You know, I'm really interested in how people who want to sponsor or help support the show as it moves into new areas can do that. I mean, I really have a vision for seeing people come together in groups and in a strategic fashion support the expansion of the show into new areas, into cities where it's not now, into nations where it's not now. Now, how would they do that? I mean, if they say, look, I really want to see this in, and I'm just making up a name now, Seattle. Let's just say it's not in Seattle, somebody wants the show to go there. Now, how would they contact you, and what would they do to say, I really want to generate support so that it can be aired in Seattle on an ongoing basis?
Well, the same way that you would contact us for other reasons, going to the website, clicking on Contact Us, feedback, you know, testimony, you know, that sort of thing. It's a great way. It comes into our office and it comes directly to me, and then we can get in touch with you and talk with you about that. And when, frankly, we get that a lot. We get folks that email us and say, "Hey, what's involved in getting the program on? You know, here where I live." And you know, then it's, you know, just a matter of putting that process, you know, getting that process started.
Well, and what a great way to put into practice the very thing Derek has been teaching all this week about impacting others, influencing others through service. And when you support a program like this so that it can continue to come to you if you're listening to it, or it can be taken somewhere else where it's not currently being heard, you, in a very quiet, unassuming, unself-glorifying way, you are serving someone else, lifting them up, bringing them wholeness, bringing them Jesus, bringing them the life of the Word in a way that's never going to get you any credit. It's never going to get you any glory. God in heaven will know, and will know that you've shared. But the most people will never know that you have served someone else by sharing of your material resources to help bring them the life of the Word.
You know, we've been talking about, you know, throughout these 2 weeks, this great resource we have, being a servant. And that's one of many great ways that people can put feet to their faith. You're absolutely right.
And I just need to say real quickly that I won't mention the number on the air, but I've asked you guys, because I don't know much about radio, and you've told me what it costs approximately to support the show, the program, for a month, let's say, in a given city. And it really is not more than one individual can do. So I really want to see some folks step up and help us expand this thing. Guys, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure.
It's great.
Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, join me again tomorrow on Friday as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to request your copy of Derek's DVD, Being a Servant, available for just $9.95. Call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the key to joy, influence, and blessing. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order your DVD copy of Being a Servant securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.